Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, if the voice sounds a little bit different, that's because I am not Jack Ebling. My name is David Brown. I'm with the Michigan State University Alumni Association. And in case you haven't heard, Michigan State is going bowling. And a lot of folks, a lot of Spartans throughout mid-Michigan and around the world are excited that we are traveling to the great city of Orlando for the Capital One Bowl to be played on the 1st of January. And it is a distinct pleasure to welcome to our program the Executive Director of the Michigan State University Alumni Association, Scott Westerman. And Scott, where in the world do we find Scott tonight?
Well, you know, Dave, this feels like my weekly sojourn on the Ebling program. I found my way into the studio or on the phone with you guys at least once a week for the last 3 weeks. Today, I am about a block and a half from the Empire State Building in beautiful downtown New York City as we get ready for tomorrow night's big contest at the Jimmy V between MSU and Syracuse.
And I have to ask the question. It's snowy and getting kind of dark here in Lansing. How's the weather in New York City?
It's actually a tad warmer here, but it is, you can tell it's December. It's one of those days when you need to be wearing your layers out there. But the Big Apple is always the Big Apple. There's energy everywhere around here.
Well, I got to tell you, there's been a lot of excitement on campus today. Folks are really geeked up about the fact Michigan State is traveling to the great state of Florida to spread a little Spartan green around. And what better team to play than Alabama and one of our former head coaches, Mr. Nick Saban?
Well, you know, I think that adds an interesting dimension of drama to the day. Both Coach Saban and Bobby Williams are actually part
That's
of the
right.
Alabama leadership team down there. And, you know, there are going to be some folks that will want to, you know, say that we ought to stick it to Nick when we're down there. But, you know, as I look back over the years that he was here, I mean, he spent a number of years here and was, you know, a darn good coach when he was here. He helped build a good program. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the perception was that he left to follow his own personal dream and wasn't a Spartan for life, like so many of our great folks are, like you are, Dave. but you know, I think he is an excellent coach. He's got a team that was the national champions last year, and I can't wait for Coach D'Antonio and our kids to get at him.
Well, you know, in many ways, I'm going to go with a little bit of a sports perspective here. It seems to me that some of the elements of the D'Antonio team are not that far different from when George Perlis and Nick Saban were coaches at Michigan State.
Well, you know, you really do feel kind of the work ethic that certainly was part of that Perlis team that went to the Rose Bowl and to what Nick was able to build here. You know, the real difference is that my feeling, just, you know, watching this from afar, even before I started taking a paycheck from MSU, is that Coach D'Antonio is the right holistic guy to be in charge of this program.
Yeah.
And we have nowhere to go but up. I was watching the tweet stream last night on Twitter and the frustration that so many of our Spartans had that we did not get into a BCS bowl. But, you know, one of the things I was cautioning them is that those guys at the BCS watch very closely how we react. And the best thing that we can do is show them how well we travel when we go someplace to play a bowl game. And I can tell you that already just in our first full day of signups for the Michigan State University Alumni Bowl Tour, the only official tour for the gift of the Capital One Bowl, we have already surpassed the total number of sales, the total number of people that have signed up for the bowl than we had all of last time.
That's pretty impressive. In fact, I think we did just a little bit of research that if you were to look at the total number of alumni, Spartans, within a one-day driving range of Florida, and that'll cover at least about five states, I think we're somewhere in the neighborhood of 30,000 to 35,000 Spartans.
Well, and there will be a lot of them that will be there. My email box has been filled today with people asking questions about, you know, do they have to buy the whole package? Can they come for the tailgate only? They've already got tickets. Can they do a game day package? And I can tell you that the pros at Conlon Travel, who are our partners in this, have a whole bunch of different options for you. So if you want to fly from East Lansing, we can do that for you right out of the Capital City Airport, take you right to Orlando. You got a designated driver there. You don't have to worry about a thing. But if you're already down there, as I know a lot of folks have either head down to that part of the world for the winter or will be down there visiting family, we have a great game day package as well that is a land-only deal. So however you want to slice it, we can take you to the Capital One in style. The other thing that I did, Dave, you know, when I actually went to the Capital One Bowl the first time we went there, I went as a consumer. I was not an employee of MSU Alumni Association. So I did my consumer research this time to see if I was going to go on my own, could I do it more inexpensively? And when you add up all the prices, and I encourage folks who do that research, and add in the magic of being in the team hotel with a bunch of Spartan alumni sitting all in the same section, the deal you get this year is fantastic. And another point that I wanted to mention is that our tour price for the air and land package is actually less. It's about $300 less than the same package that we had last time we went to the bowl.
Well, and I think there's something to be said, too, about going with a professional organization like Conlon and having everybody make all of the arrangements for you.
Well, you know, that's neat. I mean, if you've ever been on a cruise, you know exactly what that feels like. There's nothing like getting on that boat and not having to worry about a thing until you get off the boat. And that's when you travel with MSU Alumni Association on the only official Capital One Bowl Tour, that's exactly what you get. Once you park your car at Capital City Airport and get on that plane, we take care of you from then on. And having started my career at the Alumni Association at the Alamo Bowl last year, I can tell you that the people who had that experience are probably a large part of the initial signups we had this time around because they really enjoyed the experience.
Well, I'm curious, what hotel are you staying at this time?
We are staying at the Peabody. And if you have been with us before to Orlando, you know that that is one of the best, great five-star hotels. It's centrally located, very close to International Drive. So if you want to take a little swing up to Universal Studios or over to Disney, you can do that. And the best thing about it is, of course, it's the same hotel where the team and all of the MSU dignitaries are staying. And for those that have traveled there before, it's also the hotel where the ducks are. It's actually ducks inside that hotel.
And they do things on cue, as I recall.
Yes. Yep. And you know, I got to tell you, I didn't focus as closely on that because, you know, once you're down there as an alum and you start seeing all that green armor floating around,
sure,
it's one big reunion with old friends and new.
Well, I think you tend to be a little more fixated on the mouse rather than the ducks when you're in Orlando.
Yeah,
hey, by the way, it is New Year's Day, the game. There's got to be a pretty good celebration going on a Spartan New Year's Eve party the night before.
Well, you know, you're right on cue there, my friend, because that is included in the package. We have a special New Year's Eve party just for the tour participants that will be happening the night before. It's safe. It's in the hotel. You don't have to worry about a designated driver. And we got great food and great fun for you that night.
Well, if folks are interested in finding out a little bit more about the range of prices, the tour packages, the land only, how do you find out more information?
Well, of course, it's as easy as coming to the alumni site. We have a link at alumni.msu.edu, which is the address that alumni everywhere should commit to memory because that is the one-stop shop for every service we offer at the MSU Alumni Association, alumni.msu.edu. But if you hear my screaming Terry Hanks impression on the commercials that are running ad nauseum these next few days, I'll be pointing you to an easier one to remember, and that's MSUSportsTours.com. MSUSportsTours.com. Very easy to remember, and that'll take you right to the tour site.
Well, Scott, thank you ever so much for giving us a brief overview of what's going to be happening. Again, a lot of folks are excited about this tour coming up. I'm pleased to hear that it's already appearing to be a record breaker, so sign up the sooner the better, right?
Well, it is so great to hear you on the air again, Dave. Being a ComArts, fellow ComArts grad, I love it. I love it when you do the pledge breaks over at KAR. And I heard you over on Talk Lansing doing the morning show the other day. And to hear you on the air in Lansing is just a great treat for me. And I hope you have a fun time the rest of the evening.
Scott, thanks ever so much. I think we've got some interesting guests coming up with an MSU theme tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Westerman, Executive Director of the Michigan State University Alumni Association. Thanks, Scott. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.